This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time for us to make memories together. The DJV program on the air again for another hour, two, three, four. You can listen all day. As a matter of fact, if you go to TuneIn Radio, wowie zowie, what great stuff there is there. We'll talk about that after Jennifer delivers something that's amazing for Victoria and Kara and I to listen to and all of you. You'll be amazed. Right,
well,
Jennifer? Amazing.
Well, I hope so.
You've got to stop with these setups. It's just so much.
That's good for you.
It's a lot to live up to, that's for sure. But there is maybe a glimmer of hope for people that would like to see some border security in the country, maybe like to see the government reopened. Mitch McConnell, who leads the Senate, went to the floor yesterday and said, you know what? It's time for a vote. And so he has decided, and under Senate rules, has put on the floor a bill that is largely kind of a version of what Trump talked about over the weekend in his compromise package, as they like to call it. They said that the Senate will vote on Thursday on President Trump's pitch to fund the border wall and end the partial shutdown while providing protections to Dreamers in this country, giving them 3 years of protection, also including some funds for aid to Central Americans and expansion of the immigration courts to try to more expeditiously move through some of these cases that are 800,000 deep in the immigration courts. It's pretty amazing. So now, under the Senate rules, if that does not pass, then there'll be a separate vote on a Democratic-backed package to open up the government immediately. But that package includes no funding for the wall. It includes nothing about immigration just in general. So the votes will be, for the first time, this will be the first time the Senate has actually voted on any spending measures this year, though neither measure may find success. They need to get 60 votes. The Republicans have 54 votes, and they would have to come up with six Democratic votes if the whole party supports the Trump compromise. Now, there is some thoughts that perhaps they might be able to get a few Democrats who are starting to get a little quivery, saying we should just open up this government. $5 billion isn't really that much in the scheme of things. Maybe we need to push this forward. If that happens, that puts a lot of pressure on Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to have to take up a spending bill, although they have not said that they support this bill. They actually have been calling it a non-starter. Chuck Schumer was able to, he's the minority leader in the Senate, get this kind of sister bill on the ballot that would be exactly what the Democrats have been saying. Open up the government and then maybe we'll talk. And so both of these things will be voted on Thursday. So it'll be kind of interesting to see where people's hearts are in both the Senate and in the House if they get pulled into this fight.
Ah, isn't it sweet? No border security. You don't have any money. But what's, who said, was there somebody who said, what's $5 billion? Not that much when you've nobody finished the sentence. What's $5 billion when you owe $2 trillion this year and you're up to $20 trillion in terms of debt? So what's another $5 billion among friends? I suppose that could be the relatives there. I'm all for spending the $5 billion as long as you cut it from something else. Just cut it from some other program. Cut it from some other waste, fraud, abuse. Take it from the Defense Department. Take it because it is. You're defending our country. So why isn't it coming out of the Pentagon budget? There's too much money being spent there anyway on things that all of us admit or think to ourselves, or most of us anyway, that don't, I'm not a clairvoyant, but I will tell you, most people, when they actually look at how much money is spent in the Defense Department and how much is wasted when you get down to brass tacks, how many times have you heard me use this statistic for $486 billion, according to the government's own accounting? If we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in the Department of Defense, and there was plenty of it in the education, there's plenty of it to go around everywhere, but it's most demonstrative in the military budget.
Actually, so that's not true.
Who said so?
Entitlements. Entitlements is where the most waste goes. It's where the bulk
of wherever the waste is. Find it wherever it is.
But
I don't
nobody
care
wants
is.
To pull entitlements.
Well,
people go
you know
crazy
what?
When you talk
it's
about
it's time
that.
Somebody. We, it's time you put some of these feet in cement and let the cement dry, because this is this can't keep going this way. And so all these people that stand up and say, the Democrats are a bunch of hypocrites because they were all for all of this stuff when Obama was president. So it's the same idea, border security. Well, who was the last person to put up the idea of a wall? It wasn't Trump. It was
Obama, and they all supported it. It was a fence. It was a barrier. But now Trump has said, look, we'll build a steel fence, and it doesn't even have to be in all parts of the border. He's completely backed off what he was talking about before in an effort to make a compromise so that he can get the government back in business.
Yeah. Well, they're all playing it. They're all playing loose with the facts, both sides, and so people are realizing that this is now the economy is being affected by this because the government spends so much money, which is another thing to look at, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But if you want to have a strong economy, then this thing has to come to a close. So. Be interesting to see how this all works. Jennifer, just for the heck of it, we've been putting these two stories sort of together, the L.A. teacher strike, another example of both sides not being able to get together, but have they? It looks like they may have gotten together to try to end this strike, and although I'm wondering what the impact is, other than children going and watching movies all day long, you'd like to think that as part of it, and whether it's the teachers or management or whatever it is, that would get the results of what comes out of the L.A. school district better. Probably the poorest performers in the entire country, right? Certainly in terms of major cities, it's the poorest performing
school system. I don't think it's
worse
in Chicago, but
it's not great. Well, maybe.
Graduation rate wise, it actually might be. I think it's either the worst or the second worst. It's a 51% graduation rate in LA Unified, but
so
that may change.
People?
That was probably a couple of years ago. I'm sorry.
I said, so what happens to the rest of the 49%? Where do they go?
They don't graduate
without a high school. Yeah. So what do they get for jobs? What does their future look like?
Welcome to Los Angeles. That's the question that everybody asks.
Some get jobs and some join gangs.
Yeah.
And
some become homeless.
Some don't work. Some just stay home. Some take government funding. It's, it depends. Anyway, the teacher strike is over, and there's a new contract that was voted on by the union. So the deal was announced on Tuesday that they had come to an agreement, the LA Unified School District and the United Teachers Los Angeles Union. And then they had to vote. The union had to vote. They did that yesterday. So it looks like teachers will be back in the classroom today in Los Angeles. It's not perfect on either side. It's not what either side was necessarily asking for, but it's kind of a nice little run down the middle. There will be a raise for teachers, which they were asking for. They will hire, I think, 600 nursing positions over the next 3 years because school nurses were going away. They are adding additional counselors and librarians. That's also a part of the increase in support
staff. What
about
books, paper? What about the basics?
None of that was talked about, at least that I've seen, at least in the stuff that they've made public. They've also included a 6% pay hike for the teachers and a commitment to reduce class sizes, but that'll be over a stretch of 4 years. So they'll
was
start
6%
gradually
what
reducing.
They were looking for? Was that the number they wanted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was over
actually,
a short period of time.
Yeah, 4%. Exactly. Right. It was. I think originally they were trying to do it over a shorter period of time, but yes. So 6% is what the teachers had come back for. So, yeah, class sizes, pay, support level staff. It seems that the teachers are pretty happy with the deal. And,
So now maybe the students will actually get something out of going to school. That'd be kind of a cool thing.
It's hard to teach a lot of kids when they're sitting on the floor. My mom used to have kids just sitting on the floor of her classroom until halfway through the semester where they'd start to either drop off or stop coming.
And then was addressed at all? None of those problems?
Yeah, the class sizes were. So
class
that's
sizes.
Why over 4 years, they're starting
new
to.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so there's good news, there's hopeful news, there's important news on those two fronts. Anyway, I guess you could call it a win in terms of getting kids to have some exposure to something intelligent. And then is there any intelligence in Washington enough to get people to vote to move things along here. Let's keep our fingers crossed. 16 after the hour. Many years from now, you will be disappointed by the things you didn't do today. You'll be disappointed by the things, for example, letting your weight get in the way of your future health and well-being. May I suggest that you win the battle of the bulge by using America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. This has been going on for 20, 30 years, the use of Calitrin, and it's just now become something the public is aware of in the main because of folks like me talking about it on the radio. How does Calitrin work? Can you spell that, Doug? C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. It works with the four capsules you get in the bottle, or maybe you take a teaspoon of liquid at night, go to bed after you've eaten 2-3 hours after you've had your supper, and then you have a nice night on your MyPillow mattress and your MyPillow sheets and your MyPillow. Maybe MyPillow ought to do pajamas. That'd be kind of cool as well. And so then you wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and rested. So it's a great combination, actually. Inch loss over a month, a pound loss or two. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does work well. It gives you a better night's rest. You'll have better digestion. It's the healthy, the right way to lose that weight. Calitrin, proven in the weight loss department. And so why would you not want to try this? It's not expensive. It's better than going to, I think, because it is a company that works to support you. You stay on the program and you're supported. You lose the weight and you keep it off. I think that's the magic of Calitrin, frankly. You lose it and you keep it off. So if you really want weight loss, my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, toploss.com. That's the website's fabulous way for you to get yourself involved and inveigle yourself in the process. Toploss.com, special 10% off deal. Use the DJV code. Be sure to check the box for DJV. Lose the weight. Remember, the main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, which is your body's number one protein, the best way to build your body, build up the muscle, and lose the weight, lose the fat, is with Calitrin. Toploss.com, the website. DJV is the code. Win, win, win. Lose, lose, lose. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. Available in stores everywhere. It's January the 23rd on the DJV program. If you listen, whether it's 10 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is, and you are frustrated because you can't get the gist of the program, I recommend highly you go to DJVshow.com and get the whole broadcast on demand in a podcast. Fabulous stuff. DJVshow.com.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Music time on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster with BB Rexha. Cooking, good Doug. Taking to social media, let everybody know that there are certain designers out there who have refused to dress her for the Grammys because she's too big. Wow. Nominated for the Best New Artist, Best Country, and what's this, the duet, the group performance category?
They're a shoo-in for that, so it's very stupid that no one wants to dress her because you're guaranteed to get your dress in a lot of pictures.
Well, what's their beef with her?
It's not even beef with her. It's just these are how designers, this is how the fashion world works.
She has curves. She's not even big at all. She just has a butt and she has boobs. And what I'm basically hearing from this is that designers are not, I don't know, trained enough. They don't know how to dress women with curves.
They don't want to. It's not even. Yeah, this has been a fashion industry dilemma argument for years.
Sounds
well,
like
it's because it's you know, it. There are a few designers who have broken away from the traditional size 2, size 0, and they dress a lot of other people. Christian Siriano is actually the one that everybody goes to. Leslie Jones, he swooped in and dressed her when no one else would.
You're kidding me. I look at a picture of her. She's very attractive.
Yeah. She said she's a 6 or an 8. She's not a boot hanger. Yeah, that's
okay,
the problem.
Okay, so then why do we even pay attention to that crap? I think it's time for a boycott.
I think because it raises awareness, and then the designer who does come in and dresses her ends up, you know, looking like a hero. Christian Siriano actually on social media yesterday said he has dressed BB Rexha before and he would be happy to do it again because people were hitting him
she's
up.
She's got big
like,
thighs
and
a big butt, so what's wrong with that?
She's not big. She's a size 6 or an 8.
Yeah.
You can't have big thighs or a big butt if you're a size 6.
Wow. I look big to me. I'm just looking at a picture of her. And that's not... she says I'm a size 8. I'm looking at that. And I'm going to the Grammys no matter what. Hashtag love your body. Good for her. And is not... Yeah, it's not big... What is the matter with this world? Is just so people are so full of crap.
Because the fashion world, fashion designers want Nicole Kidman or Charlize Theron. That's all they want. Those are the girls they want in their clothes.
You know, Megan Mullally, who is very well known, said she has the exact same problem for the SAG Awards, and she's hosting.
She said, I'm
guaranteed to be on stage. People are guaranteed to see her work, and they still won't do it. It's crazy.
Yeah, anyway. So,
so how much longer?
Now I'm going to remember her.
But this is my point about award shows in general, is that you can't do the red carpet anymore because we can't judge women on what they look like or what they're wearing, and we can't do that anymore. When is the pressure going to be on the fashion industry not to do the same thing?
Yep.
What nonsense. Okay, here's another BB. This is BB Mac. Remember the British boy band that was around for a number of years, and then they went away, and now they reunited. Announced they will tour North America in May, support of their yet untitled new album, which will be released in April. The tour, dubbed Back Here, after their 1999 worldwide hit single, going to travel through the Northeast into the Midwest, dates in Boston, New York, Nashville, Austin. The tour dates will go on sale Friday at bbmac.com/tour. For those of you who are up to it, the multi-platinum-selling English, it's a pop group, sold 3 million albums, had hit singles around the world between 1999 and 2003. They're also going to have stops in Wilmington, Delaware, Vienna, Virginia, Cleveland, Detroit, Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston. So that's the update on BB Mac at 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a strike that lasted over a week, the head of the L.A. Teachers Union says 30,000 educators
are going to be heading back to school, to the students that they love and the classrooms that they love and the schools that they love and are committed to.
Union Chief Alex Caputo-Pearl announcing last night that an overwhelming supermajority of the union's members voted to approve the deal that it reached with the school district yesterday. Teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike as well. On the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, New York lawmakers adopt a sweeping new abortion rights bill, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, signs it into law. It makes virtually every type of abortion at any time in a pregnancy legal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour now here on the DJV program for the Wednesday version. How do you do? I do well. Jennifer's doing well. Victoria's doing well. Kara's doing well. And I hope that you are doing well. World Spay Day. We'll explain what that's all about, a celebration of something that's important after Victoria brings us up to date on something else that's important that's trending.
Well, teachers have been in the spotlight, especially out in Los Angeles and in Oakland, California. Teachers are planning to take a vote on whether they're going to strike this weekend. In Denver on Saturday, public school teachers began voting on whether they were going to strike for the first time in 25 years. So we've been talking a lot about teachers. And interestingly, there's a brand new poll out. It's a national poll of teachers. And it finds that teachers really do love teaching. And they have extraordinary levels of job satisfaction. If they could pick pick a career all over again, 3 out of 4 said that they would still choose teaching, but the one thing that they all have broad complaints about was salaries and a lack of support that they receive. And so that is exactly in line with a lot of the reasons that that teachers have been striking. 92%, though, say that they do love their job, and that's if you think about it, I don't know of any other industry where 92% of people polled say that they absolutely love their job and would do it all over again, despite, you know, low salary, they have to buy supplies for their own students and things like that. We know there are so many challenges that students or that teachers face in this country, and they work really long hours. One of the teachers polled said that in Michigan, where she works, that if you totaled up all of the hours, the extra hours that she works, and for her job, grading papers and all the other things that she does, after school stuff, it works out to about $2.68 an hour is what her pay is. So it's really remarkable, though, that 92% of teachers say that they love their job and would do it all over. So it's
anybody in your family, Victoria, a teacher? I know Jennifer's mom has that experience, but I wonder if anybody in your family has been in the classroom.
My cousin's wife is a teacher. She's a public school teacher in New Jersey. I know she loves what she does, but I haven't really talked to her much about it. I think their school is pretty well funded. I don't think she's had any of the issues of buying supplies and things like that out of her own pocket.
Yeah, Kara, anybody in your family involved in any kind of teaching?
People have done things like tutoring or volunteering at schools, but I think, and they've all enjoyed that, but I think it's a different experience because you go into it with the expectation of not really getting any pay anyway. So, yeah, I don't have any teachers in my family.
Well, you all know that I was a teacher for 4 years, and the job satisfaction was fabulous. I enjoyed it a lot.
By the way?
I quit because I got a job offer to do morning radio instead of afternoon radio.
Got it. Okay.
But up until that point, I had been doing an afternoon show, and I got a job offer to do mornings. Well, that wasn't the whole thing. The whole story was a little more involved than that. The fellow was the principal of the school. Very nice guy, but a dunderhead. He advanced beyond what his capabilities were. And all they want to do is sit in his office and
so and problems with authority again, right?
Arrangements.
Know what I'm hearing?
Didn't get that far yet, but he didn't care much for my style. Let's put it that way. I was a 21-year-old kid, and he was told to hire me by the superintendent, and he didn't much like that. And there were a lot of other teachers in the school that were teachers I'd had when I was going through middle school. They looked upon me as just who the hell, why is this guy here? Why is he? And then we all got, you know, it was kind of fun after that. But the principal always was, it was things when I'd do homework assignments or I'd send things home that were creative and the kids may or may not get it. So I asked them to, you know, if you don't get it next day, we'll talk about it. But they'd complain to their parents. Parents would call the principal. Principal would say to me, I don't know what you're doing and I don't care. I just don't want to get any calls. So stop whatever you're doing. And that wasn't in my grain either. So he wanted to keep me from getting tenure. I really stayed long enough to get tenure and then quit. Just kind of the old American
going
salute.
Going back to the poll, though, you were not alone in having, I know you had a radio job, but they said 4 out of 10 teachers has to have a second job to make ends meet. And 8 out of 10 said that they had used their own money to buy school supplies. That's a huge amount.
I never had to do that.
My mom bought school supplies with her money all the time.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that, but I did have to do things that were extraordinary in order to get the job done. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out. I didn't take any time, you know, the breaks and stuff. When I was in school, I focused on the job 7.5 hours. I got there. I worked at it. Free periods, I was planning what I was going to do. Because once I get out of there, I didn't have time. I went right to the radio station, and it was on the air until 7 o'clock. So it was concentrated, but as I've said any number of times, the first year I taught, I got $6,500 for the year as a teacher, and I got $12,000 a year as a radio host. So it wasn't, you know, and the money doubled when I went to mornings, so it wasn't a lot of heavy lifting, but I wanted to get to the point where I had tenure so I could say, yes, I achieved that goal in spite of the principal. And it wasn't that he didn't like me. He just didn't want to. He was on Easy Street. He had a bunch of older teachers who were all professionals. They all were on autopilot. They did their jobs, and there was never a problem. The only problem he ever had with anybody was me. So he wanted to eliminate the problem, but he really couldn't. So here I am. I enjoyed that a lot. I really did. I came from, my wife was a teacher. That's how I met her. There was nobody in my family ever before who'd been a teacher, but my daughter is a college professor, as you know. My son has taught, but not in a formal educational sense. But I think it's good for you. I really do. Having that experience is a fabulous way for you to get a spin on what the world is really all about. I find it to be that way anyway, as well as being on the radio, looking at some of the comments that people have. And by the way, we're going to set up a recorded message center. So if you go to djvshow.com to listen to pieces of the podcast that you haven't been able to hear, and you have something that you have, or even if you're listening to us instead of using Twitter, you want to actually express yourself, because this is an audio medium, it'll be kind of cool. We set this up, you'll be able to click on that blue recording button that's on the homepage at the djvshow.com. All right, so with comments, we're happy to have them, because that's what we're here for. Get you thinking to comment on our ideas and comments. I mentioned a few minutes ago it was World Spay Day. For those of you who need reminding, if you fail to spay or neuter dogs, cats, you are responsible for a serious problem. Unwanted animals all over the place. It's tragic. It's outrageous. Number of animals wandering on the streets, no homes, no food, or they're being put to death in shelters all over the world. I think the first experience I ever had with that was after Charlotte died in April of 2015. Meredith and I went to New York in May, early May. She originally intended for the dog to be mine, but she was going to get another dog. We went down to adopt one dog, and then we were going to adopt two, and then it just kind of spread. But it was a fabulous way, in a positive way, to look at what was going on in one of these kill shelters. They put on the cage how many days there are until the dog gets euthanized. So you look at these dogs, you want to take them all home. And that's what's going on. Hundreds of these kill centers all around the country. And it's just, when you look at them, I posted something on my Facebook page the other day about, I mean, I do it with some regularity, the things that are going on at these dog shelters. You got to be blind, deaf, dumb, and foolish if you don't know what's going on. The pro-animal sterilization groups setting up hotlines to help you find your nearest low-cost spay and neuter clinic. I'm sure if you go to the MSPCA, well, it's in Massachusetts, MSPCA, this SPCA in whatever your state is, they have those. PETA has them. Getting your pet neutered or spayed means there's no more aggression, there's no more urine marking, that sort of thing. But it's also, in the greater scheme of things, the way to keep this population the responsible way. A responsible society takes care of its own. And that means your pets as well as your families. Less roaming, less fighting. This is the rubber hitting the road. In 1978, Doris Day founded her Animal Foundation, which founded Spay Day USA in 1995 to help eliminate this problem that I'm talking about, all the homeless pets everywhere. At least 3 million adoptable animals, cats, dogs, are killed every year. 3 million killed every year because they don't have a home. And this is unplanned litters that could have been prevented by having the animals that you have spayed or neutered. It can reduce the incidence of some of the most common types of cat and dog cancers as well. And so you get it. I think you can go to some of these centers, $9 or $10 to get it. That's all it costs, right? Do you know the numbers?
There's lots of free spay neuter clinics. Yeah. Especially today. Yeah. There's lots of information out there.
All right. So that's the thing to do. Please, 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 please pay attention to this with your animal. A couple of sports notes here. I noticed that the New Orleans Saints anger quotient has gone through the roof. So they're... filing lawsuits, putting up billboards in Atlanta. The more I read about this, the more I think they did get screwed.
Oh, they admitted it. The NFL officials admitted it. There's just nothing they can do about it now.
So what do the Rams think? What is the psychology in L.A., Jennifer? Where
I doubt they care. No.
Well, I would care if I won something that was content. That apparently the officials say they shouldn't have won. I don't think I'd feel too good about it. I want to win on my own.
There are good calls and bad calls that happen in every single game. This one was, I think it was a bad call. I think you even hear the Rams saying, yeah, it was a bad call. But had they not called it in the way that they did, it would have been an interception anyway. So to make such a big deal and to say that the New Orleans Saints would have won the game and would be on their way to the Super Bowl.
Well, they would have gotten 15 yards, though, and that would have put them in the end zone for sure.
Yeah.
So it was not a call. It was a no call. That's the problem.
Right.
One of the local bakeries, such a blatant penalty. Started selling cookies with the face of the referee in a red slash through it.
Yeah.
And there's a petition on change.org to replay the game.
Yeah, right. The last two minutes of it, which is even funnier.
You know, the biggest travesty is not necessarily that for me. What I think is the biggest travesty of the way football is played is when you go into overtime, it's essentially the team who wins the coin toss that if they do it right, although it didn't happen for New Orleans. New Orleans lost the ball. Not to rub salt in the wound, Victoria. But when you win the coin toss, that is a huge advantage. And the other side, I feel like it should be two possessions, for each team.
You get one possession each. Yeah,
but not if they score a touchdown. And
because New Orleans already had the ball. Lewis and I had this whole conversation about it. I thought it wasn't that way either.
No, but if you watch the New England Patriots game, Kansas City never got the ball because the New England Patriots scored a touchdown. New Orleans didn't get the ball.
I didn't watch that game. Yeah, touchdowns negate that.
If it's two possessions, it should be two possessions no matter what, even if a touchdown is scored, I think. Because that would have obviously altered the impact of the Kansas City game, because then it really does come down to who's lucky enough to win the coin toss.
And this Other sports story, excuse me, the fellow who was the big soccer star who just signed a $19 million deal.
Oh, yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Say again?
He's done.
This guy got killed in a plane crash.
Oh, that's somebody else. Never mind.
Yeah.
Emiliano Sala.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
Right.
He owes, what, $21 million in back taxes or something? Mm-hmm.
That guy
has, sexual charges against him. He's having a bad year so far.
Great. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
All right, well, some new stuff, actually. The mid-season premiere of Suits is back on USA. Oh, that'll start tonight at 10 o'clock. There's a season premiere of The Magicians on Sci-Fi at 9 o'clock. And this actually is April. This will pick up where April's finale left off. Night Fight is new tonight on the History Channel. Here's what that's about. It's sort of like the MMA meeting Medieval Times, and it's a full-contact competition series. It's hosted by Christian from the WWE. And people will compete every single week as they suit up in historical accurate armor, and they'll lock swords for a chance to win $100,000. How about that?
Go to Medieval Times and eat some rubber chicken.
That's on the History Channel tonight at 10. All right, on the networks, you've got The Goldbergs, Schooled, Modern Family, and Single Parents, all new tonight on ABC, followed by The MASH Game, a new episode of Celebrity Big Brother on CBS, and Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back, brand new tonight on Fox at 8.
10 minutes before the hour on the DJV Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Tech Talk, Technology in Focus. Victoria Keelan with an update first on what UPS has decided not to do, or is it Amazon that has decided to send them down the road? What's the story?
No, UPS is actually getting a little more high-tech. They have partnered with a company called Latch, which makes smart locks. And this is similar to Amazon's Key service. The Latch service for UPS lets drivers make deliveries in apartment buildings for residents who aren't home. But it doesn't let them in your actual apartment front door. It gives them access to the lobby.
I thought that UPS had a big deal with Amazon. Amazon is trying to deliver a lot of stuff on its own, but they were also, UPS was delivering a lot of Amazon goods. They still do.
Yeah, but this is the final leg. If you think about it, this is the final leg of the delivery. And so having just moved from an apartment building that didn't have a doorman, there were so many days where the whole front door was just UPS and FedEx stickers of packages that couldn't be delivered. So this is a way around that. Now, the building, the owners of the building or the management company would have to agree to having this key fob given to the UPS drivers, but it looks like right now they're launching in 10 cities. And then they're going to be going a little more into the suburbs, so you can have this deal eventually with UPS. Now, Amazon's Key for Home, which is a similar thing that lets their Amazon drivers gain access to your house. You know, we've talked recently, they tried delivering to the trunk of your car. Now they're going to be delivering into some garages and things like that. So this is UPS's on a much more commercial level. This is their version of that. But hey, if you live in an apartment without anybody, without a doorman, Or if you're not home during the day, this is a great thing to make sure that your packages are safe and not stolen and if they're left out front.
All right. So that's that spin. Here's the spin on Google Maps displaying more features to compete with Waze.
The Geek Out.
Traffic apps are a must for most people, and Google does this with two very different applications. Google Maps is a best-in-class navigation app, but Google also owns Waze, which is a highly popular app in its own right due to its crowdsourcing of road condition and incident information. Now, there are several reports Google is moving towards adding some of Waze's more popular features into Google Maps, including speed traps. Now, this is interesting because Waze can be overly cartoony and distracting for some people, but it's popular because its real-time information tends to be accurate and useful, so adding these features to the more utilitarian Google Maps makes sense. If you're a user of either Waze, Google Maps, or just want to learn more, we've posted links to the story on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Microsoft teaching visually impaired children how to code. This is pretty interesting, huh?
This is very cool. Microsoft's been working on a physical programming language for kids who are blind or visually impaired, and it's called Code Jumper. It allows children to learn coding by connecting physical blocks together. Each block is a different size, so there's one that's the size of a softball, and they're all different they're brightly colored, so kids who are visually impaired who can see some color can actually see a little bit of the difference. And for the kids who are completely blind, they learn by using different sizes of these blocks, and essentially, they're learning the language, the coding language, and eventually this is going to be moving on now to, they've been working with the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, to tweak this system, but eventually this is going to go global, and this could be a way to not only teach kids who are visually impaired, but kids who are very young. If you think about, like, even your grandson Miles, who's four, if he's in pre-K, and they start teaching kids a basic coding language using blocks, it's brilliant. It's kind of funny that no one's thought about it until now. And so Microsoft has been working on this program, Code Jumper, and trying to figure out how they can best serve the visually impaired, but it has so many broader uses that I think we're going to see in the future. So it's just great news for kids to be learning coding that early.
Here's an app that a lot of people think you ought to have, Victoria, called Mr. Number. Racked up tens of thousands of positive reviews with its free robocall identifying and blocking tools called Mr. Number to block those robocalls. 59 past the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.